Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
What if you were the victim of something so out of left field
that
just telling people it happened to you would make you sound insane?
Oh, yeah.
That is what one man from our area is dealing with right now. Because if he pulled you aside and you knew nothing about the backstory,
be like, okay.
You would think he can't be. Put him in a straitjacket.
Yeah. He sounds paranoid.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as the story unfolds, based on the accusations and evidence that we have here and previous accusations we've seen from this place in the past, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
How did he figure it out?
He found it.
Oh. So he went looking for it.
No, it just happened.
He just stumbled on this thing. Usually you hide this thing pretty good.
Yeah, apparently not good enough because not only he found it, someone else did too.
So two people have had the same situation.
At least according to the story.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ryan Murphy lives in the town of Greece.
Oh.
And he and the town, it seems, don't get along.
What's the beef?
Well, it all started back when Ryan posted on the Nextdoor app, famed neighborhood app we use for Where They Wine, about property assessments.
Oh, yeah. And taxes.
He had questioned on this app whether some officials that work for the town were getting breaks on the assessments of their homes.
And
and then all of a sudden, he claims the posts he put up were removed.
Oh.
Then he was banned from the app. So he started posting on the town's Facebook page. And he was banned from there also.
Oh, so he thought he was on to something.
Well, he wasn't done. This guy doesn't give up.
Yeah.
He then created a Facebook page called Greece Uncovered. It's got 8,000 followers, and according to Gary Craig of the Democrat, Chronicle, it became a place for Greece residents to air their grievances about the town. Mm. And that, according to Ryan, is when things started to get weird.
What happened?
So we actually touched on this story a few months ago as part of a criminal case that a now former Greecetown official is facing. Mm. But this gives us a whole bunch more details. Murphy, the alleged Facebook troublemaker, claims, one, a Greece police official began asking his neighbors about him and spoke with his own wife while he wasn't home.
The cops?
Yes. Mm. Murphy, the Facebook troublemaker, then called 911 asking to make a report with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, not the Greece Police Department, because he said he didn't trust them, but was told he had to go through Greece instead.
So why was he calling the Sheriff's Department?
He was afraid. He was wondering why there was a Greece Police officer.
Oh, why they're investigating.
Yeah, okay. He says because of this, he fears he cannot rely on the Greece Police Department in case of an emergency. He says that in early 2024, a private investigative service began an investigation in an attempt to, and I quote, coerce him to discontinue his journalistic investigations. He also claims that someone involved with the town or this group either put or instructed someone else to put a tracking device on his car.
So they planted a device on.
This is what he says.
Right.
And this is where we need to stop the story for a second. Because everything this man claims so far sounds insane.
Yes, it does. And why would you, even if you had a beef with the guy, for what he's putting on the internet, why do you need to track his car?
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
He's going to Mark's for pizza?
Right. Yeah. Like, this is a man. Rambling's
what
a man.
What does it do for you?
Oh, yeah. He's on the edge and he's about to crack. Because if you sat in a bar, and you said,
and
a guy turned to you and goes, you know, the police are harassing me in the town I live in. It's tracking me because of what I wrote on Facebook.
Well, I would have been sitting with my old partner, but yes, it would seem weird.
But here's the thing. He's got the tracking device.
So he's got it.
In his possession.
Oh.
There is a picture.
So he found it?
He found it on his car.
Damn.
There is a picture of the tracking device in the story on the Democrat and Chronicle.
So where did he find this bug?
It was underneath his car, I guess.
Like an offender or something?
I don't know. He said like.
So he went. He must have gotten so paranoid he went looking.
No, it was by accident. Now, the way that it goes in the story is like we saw something. It was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
It was the tracking device. And here's where it gets weirder.
What happened?
He's not the only person who lives in Greece that has been critical of town officials that found a tracking device on their car.
Oh, this is like KGB stuff.
Going even further.
You would think, though, there's a lot. Like, in any town, there's always going to be a lot of complainers, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Like, it's never just one or two people. Like, there are usually, like, a handful of people who kind of lead the league in, like, complaining about stuff that's going on in the town, whether it's town officials, whether it's, you know, there are, you know, other stuff that's happening. I got to think, like, this isn't an uncommon thing.
No, I agree with you. So for this to be allegedly happening, now, to be clear, it seems that Ryan and this other person that also say they found a tracking device on their car did not, like, know each other.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know if it would be they would be able to, like, if they were to make up a story, come up with a story together.
Right.
But more details you need to know.
What's that?
The former Greece deputy town supervisor, a woman named Michelle Marini, is facing criminal charges brought by the Monroe County DA, accusing her of being involved in placing the tracking devices on these Greece residents'
cars.
The DA has already opened an investigation.
And,
she's being charged.
So far, they are standing at this woman's desk.
I mean, yeah, they're charging her with it. All of this according to the Democratic Chronicle. So because of all of this, Ryan Murphy, the man we first started talking about, is suing.
Yeah, maybe he ain't so crazy.
And he's going to have his day in court to present all the evidence he claims he has. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You guys believe him?
Well, now you tell me there's that second person and the DA got involved. It sounds like there's stuff there. Right?
Now, again, these are still just accusations.
I get it, but I mean, it goes beyond just him acting, saying crazy stuff. That second tracking device on somebody completely different, that's telling
you
to
believe,
me.
You believe this, Kimmy?
I believe that he found the tracking device, but I guess I don't know how you can prove, like, who put it there.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, have you... My question, I would have questions like, have you pissed off other people?
Okay.
Is there like a reason why maybe you and like somebody else, like somebody maybe keeping their eye on you? I don't know.
But it seems like now, like let's say.
I think there's a lot that's hard to prove.
I don't know if it's so hard to prove anymore if they really dig into you.
Yeah.
Like if they think you put that tracking device on two cars and like the DA, I don't know how much power they have. But if they started like going through like. You searching on your phone for tracking devices or you purchase these things somewhere.
Oh, you're saying
and there's like a record of you buying these things. That sounds like your ass in trouble.
All right, let me ask this question. Because first of all, if what this guy is saying is true, he's living through hell.
Because
you yourself would have to think you're going insane.
Well, you're looking over your shoulder constantly,
I would be constantly nervous, yeah.
But like even before you get to
again, you don't know who put it there.
Right.
But even before you get to the tracking device, right? The idea that the town is sending the police out to talk to you, like that would make me think, wait a minute, I got to be losing my mind. Like it would be like a Beautiful Mind situation where like I'm teetering between reality and insanity. Are we sure this is happening to me right now? All right, let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about this man from Greece who was suing the town after he says he was banned from places online, harassed by the police department, and has a tracking device put on his car based on him being critical of the town on social media and the internet.
And Greece has never acted like this before.
If this were happening to either of you, would you be afraid to say something?
I don't know what I'd be thinking, man. Like, I mean, as far as... Going to the town or going to the
saying
cops?
Anything to anybody else? Because if
I'm talking about it,
really, because everyone would think you're a nut bar.
I know, but then, if I really believe in it, I'm talking about.
I would talk about it even if it didn't happen to me. If it happened to like a neighbor or something, like that is the hot topic of conversation.
I mean, I would come in if that happened. I would come in here and tell you to.
Okay, so I do want to walk you through this, right? Okay,
you.
Man who opens his mouth and just says whatever he wants, like makes up facts all the time about things into a microphone. You would not be a little bit hesitant to come into this room and go, the town of Pittsburgh or someone in the town of Pittsburgh placed a tracking device on my car and the cops are harassing me because I said stuff about them on Facebook. Think for a second.
I'm thinking.
That would not give you pause.
Well, maybe now you said it, but before you said it, no.
There is not a person in my life without all of the evidence that is laid out here in these accusations that I would believe if they said this happened.
Really?
There is?
Oh, I could think of like somebody. I can see somebody pissing people off and this happening.
Bro, if I came in here and I go, bro, I found a tracking device on my car, unless I held it up and showed it to you, you would not believe me.
I think I would.
Okay.
I mean, if you literally showed it to me.
No, I'm saying without showing it to you.
Without showing it.
Yeah. Cops came to my house, talked to my wife, there's a tracking device on my car. You'd be like, yeah, hey, Nana, you need to pick up your husband right now and bring him right to the mental institute.
Well, I will say this. I would believe it because you have so many weird interactions with people when you go out. You have a history of like pissing off complete strangers to the point of they're like crazy for you.
They're crazy for you.
You've gone out here when you used to
smoke.
Yeah,
you had some weird interactions.
Just when you smoked out here, like you had so many weird interactions with like street people, people just walking by, people going to work. Like you're a magnet for weirdos.
I think it's a tall person thing. You just
I've known
out.
Other tall people.
Yeah, but
I don't think Kareem went through this.
What are you talking about? Go read Kareem's book. He went through all this.
Some stories.
He was friends with Bruce Lee.
Yeah, but Bruce Lee was cool, and he taught him how to, you know, leg kick.
252 WCMF, is that what a leg kick looks like as he punches into the air?
I can't lift my leg like that anymore. Because my legs don't work.
We're talking about a man named Ryan Murphy. He lives out in the town of Greece again. This all started, according to him, this story, when he started questioning if people who were involved in the town of Greece were getting favorable assessments on a neighborhood app for their property.
Yeah.
He was banned from that app, he says. He then went to Facebook, started posting it on the town Facebook page, was banned from that. He then started his own Facebook page with 8,000 followers where people air their grievances about the town. He says after that happened that he got a visit from a Greece police officer that talked to his neighbors and his wife while he wasn't there. He also says that he found a tracking device on his car that he believes a private investigator hired by the town or someone in the town placed on the car. So you know, the former deputy town supervisor, her name's Michelle Marini, she is not there anymore. She is facing charges from the DA involving this case, and there is another person not involved with this guy who also says they found a tracking device on their car they believe was put there in the same way.
But he was also, I don't know if you mentioned this, he was accusing certain town employees of getting
favorable treatment on town assessments.
On property taxes?
Yeah, town assessments for their house.
Okay.
Yeah. 252 WCMF.
That's a lot. That's a full mortgage.
Yeah, but as somebody who scans through all these neighborhood apps and posts all the time, like, again, seems pretty common to me. This is like stuff people bitch about constantly.
No, the assessment thing.
The assessment thing, yeah. I mean, it's just weird that this guy specifically would be targeted.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Neil. Hey, Neil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. What do you got?
Apologies in advance if you guys hear any babies screaming or toddlers in the background, but just wanted to say I just realized I said my name and not anonymous Neil.
Way to go, buddy.
All I can say is Ryan Murphy is a lot of things, but he's not a liar. And since I moved back to the town of Greece, I've gotten a little bit more involved with some local politics. And it's a freaking mess. Let me just say that.
Well, look, I mean, I want to believe you, but I hear people screaming in the background, so I don't know if I can trust you. But
yeah, guys, have a good Friday. Sorry about the bills. Tommy, keep being awesome.
He's busy.
There's children.
Yeah.
Here. I have children and I love Tommy. God, that makes me bothers me. No, look, I mean, if we're going to talk about the town of Greece, if you listen to this show, and it's not like we have it out for the town of Greece, but there are so many stories.
Well, it goes way back.
The history of it.
Decades.
Way back.
Decades. Yeah. And like the guy who's
you never go too long without a story.
But the guy who's in charge now, the allegations that he's facing from him himself and things he's been involved in. Is bananas.
Yes.
And not like the good 49-cent pound banana.
Like, you got to be a pretty busy person to have all these accusations.
Yeah.
I just,
a lot
like,
of plates to spin.
Thank you. I don't know, man. Like, it is hard. And I'm not calling this guy a liar.
Yeah.
I'm not calling this guy a liar. I just cannot imagine what would possess a town official to actually hire a private investigator to track someone.
What do you spend on
that? Being paranoid.
I mean, to hire a private investigator to do that.
And, like, if this is true, did this come out of the pocket of those politicians? Because that would be insane.
To pay the private investigator.
Yeah, or these officials. If it came out of the town.
Oh, the town treasury?
If the town paid for it.
That's $200 a day plus expenses. That's what that's what Rockford tried.
Kimmy doesn't know what the Rockford Files
are. You never saw the Rockford Files?
Nobody watched the Rockford Files.
Your grandmother was hot for him. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I mean,
James Garner. Come on, handsome guy.
Tommy.
What?
there are plenty of government scandals throughout the years have taken down regimes, right? Mm-hmm. But like when we're sitting and looking at this, this ain't Watergate.
No.
This ain't Iran-Contra. This ain't the Pentagon Papers. This is what a house is worth.
Yes.
Like when you really boil it down, if these accusations are true, they may
where it all started.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's all out of what a house is worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
How are you so insane if this is actually true? All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York.
What's going on?
Is a musical town.
Oh, yeah.
We have a massive stamp on the industry, thanks not only to the Eastman School,
mm-hmm.
but born and bred Rochester residents that have made music their entire life.
Yeah.
And now, after decades of waiting,
yeah.
there will finally be a place to go and see who these people are.
This is awesome.
Which means we got to come up with a plan, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Earlier this week, the Rochester Music Hall of Fame
yeah.
made an announcement.
What's going on?
Well, Tommy, you've made fun of the Rock Music Hall for years mm-hmm. because...
There is no place, there's no Hall of Fame. There's no hall. It's just like... Well, is it on the internet? I guess you could look it up. There's no physical place to go walk in, like
Cleveland or
the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well,
what?
That will soon be no more.
Wait, they're going to have a building?
Yeah. Well, they teamed up with the Rochester Broadway Theater League,
yeah.
and they plan to put a permanent exhibit in the Performing Arts Center downtown.
So you're getting a wall inside the.
It's a start.
A hallway.
Theater. Okay.
A hallway.
Hallway. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a hallway of fame.
Yeah. Hall of Fame. Yeah. That's. That's what a Hall
It'll
of Fame is.
It'll be great, because that way you get directions to the restrooms.
Mm-hmm. His butt is still so
it
hurt
is.
That Kano
it
got
is.
In yep. and he didn't.
So you make a left at Kano,
I've seen,
and then you can take a leak.
Because, Kimmy, I've seen Wheeze go in.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I've seen Kano go in.
And I forgot. What instruments do they play?
What's they play the hearts of no. Rochester you for play, years. Man, really tough when they ain't in here, huh? Look what happened. So... There are some very impressive names that are already in the
so
hall.
So I'm assuming everybody that's ever been awarded is going to get something up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But if it comes down to who matters the most and what will bring people
well, you
in
got
to go
your headline.
Look, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Who should have the biggest display in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, you know, there's a couple names you know off the top of your head. If you had to pick one guy, biggest display, who gets
it? Well, it's going to Lou.
Going to Lou Gramm.
Yeah.
Lead singer, Foreigner.
Yeah.
Had a nice solo career himself, yeah. right?
Right?
A couple local bands here.
Right.
Why Lou?
Well, Lou's your number one hit.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, it's him. He's first, Chuck Man Jones second.
Okay, okay. You're basing it just on charts.
Well yeah, because yeah, that's
you
how you measure
awards,
a star.
Do you
oh,
go
really?
By Grammys?
Really?
Do you go by, you know what I mean? Like, how would you measure who's...
Yeah, Chuck Man Jones has a Grammy,
yeah.
had a charted hit in pop with jazz. Lou, obviously, is a headliner. They would have to be one and two. Who would be... I don't think you can make an argument past Lou.
Okay.
Lou has to be number one.
All right, no, look, I'm not going to tell you your opinion is
wrong.
And
don't forget, born and raised here, not like born and left. Same thing with Chuck.
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, and I'm not going to say I disagree with you. However, I know there are people listening right now, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, who love music, who when they hear you say that charts and Grammys is what makes you great, their skin crawls
why?
Because
well I mean if you're gonna be number one I mean the other people deserve to be on it but those guys are they reach the pinnacle of their profession
but when it comes to the most important
okay who you got
well okay if we start going through other names here that have made a major mark
right? an impact on Rochester music
Steve Gadd is right. one of the most influential drummers of his time he played with everyone in his era
yeah.
the dude is such a big deal
mm-hmm.
He talked Paul Simon into coming to perform at his hall induction. That's a big deal.
Well, it's his drum riff at the beginning of 50 Ways.
There you go. One of the most famous songs yeah. in world history.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so Steve Gadd probably One of the greatest drummers of all time.
Okay, you have
He's a session guy.
Okay, but he still is. He played. Yeah. I mean, he's
everybody wants him.
There you know, I want some too.
Yeah. Well, you like to beat them skins.
No, that was a Van Halen joke. We have Cab Calloway, sure. Rochester guy,
blues brother.
Yeah. Well, so should Cab Calloway have a massive display?
I don't think. First of all, he was only born here. He wasn't raised.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think he's from Baltimore.
Why do you hate the Blues Brothers?
I do. I love the Blues.
No, you apparently not, because you want Cab Calloway thrown out of the Rochester Music Hall of
Fame. I don't think he deserves.
Saying he wouldn't be a headliner.
He needs to go down a ways.
Oh, you got Bat McGrath wrote a ton of country hits.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
I mean, he's a writer.
Don Potter, same situation.
Writers, yeah.
You have Wendy.
I mean, these are like session guys.
You have Wendy O. Williams, who, if you want to talk about influence,
yes,
may be the most influential woman in punk rock music history. Like someone like Gwen Stefani, who is now a pop culture icon, does not exist without Wendy O. Williams.
From Webster.
Yeah.
And drove a car into the East River.
So there you go.
Yeah,
so but I'm saying, like, you know, you're not wrong about Lou and the success that he's had.
Yeah.
You're not wrong about Chuck Manjo and his family and the success that they've had. But when it comes to influence, I mean, did Lou Gramm influence music where it changed? Did Chuck Manjo, and I guess he had a jazz head as a pop artist.
Yeah.
But when it comes to influence, I would argue that Wendy O. Williams might be the most influential person we've named so far.
So you think Wendy O. Williams first?
No, I'm just
and
trying.
And then these other, you know.
I mean, there are probably
Madison Square Garden headliner cats get out there.
All I'm saying is, I'm asking the question: what makes a legend? Is it popularity? Is it how artists that come after them are influenced by what they do? Is it being a genius while people don't realize it while you're alive? Because you can make the argument for a couple of people on this list.
Well, I also think that there are name like people that we don't know about that have had a huge influence just based on the history
the
of like
people.
Yeah, the Eastman School of Music and the history of music here in town, like there, because every now and then we'll all of a sudden hear of somebody who had a hand in like some of the most popular music, and we never knew this person existed or that they were from here.
Yeah, I mean, they should go up there, but
until they're given that award. So I mean, if you really wanted to dive into some influential people, you may not recognize the name, but you can argue they had a huge part in it all.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up.
What do you got?
252 WCMF. The Rochester Music Hall of Fame has announced they're going to have now a physical space in the Rochester Broadway Theater League coming up, something Tommy has made fun of for years and years and years. And, you know, if you've ever been...
Well, it just sounds kind of busted.
If you've ever been to any Hall of Fame, there are larger displays for people than other. And we're trying to figure out who should have the biggest displays. Tommy's argument is Lou Gramm or Chuck Mangione. Kimmy, of the names we've named so far, which one is your biggest?
Well, I mean, just popularity-wise for me, I would think it would be Lou Gramm. Like, I don't know right now, like at this point in time, a bigger headline, a name that would draw people in, put it that way.
So Kimmy touched on influential name that you've never heard of before. And we have that man in the music hall.
What do you got?
Eddie House Jr. You familiar?
Son House?
You got it.
Yeah, he's a bluesman.
Delta blues guitar player in the 30s. He was rediscovered here in Rochester in the early 60s.
So there are musicians that come to town and go to his old... I think he had a house in Cornhill.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And go get dirt off his property to take with him. So, like, yeah, this guy's, like, legendary.
But most people have no idea
who
he is.
Yeah.
Zeppelin, Clapton, Keb Mo, Jack White...
All took dirt off that property.
They all list him as their biggest influence, along with every other guitar player you've ever heard of. If Eddie House, if Son House doesn't exist, we may not have Zeppelin, Clapton,
right?
The White Stripes, Jack White. Does that matter more than the hits that Foreigner and Lou had?
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He is in the Rochester Hall of Fame, yes.
All right. No. Because he's not a draw. I mean, he wasn't even appreciated when he was doing it. Like, he got this, like, they ripped the dude off.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, kind of like, well, I don't know, making the argument you don't have a Grammy and hits, so you're not, you shouldn't have a big display.
I mean, he deserves it, but I don't think he's a headliner.
Did you hear what I just said?
I know.
Zeppelin, Clapton, Jack White, everybody.
That's all you got?
Okay.
But to his point, I guess you wouldn't know about him unless you went for a different, like, the bigger names are going to draw you in, and then you're going to learn about all
right, you're not
going to
know who Son House is.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
you know what he's doing right now? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. No, we're not the normal person not going to know. I mean, I know. Because I'm cool. I know things. Yeah, I get it, man. I'm on the inside. But most people,
all right, I got a guy for you.
What you got?
Is Mitch Miller on there?
I don't know who. Is a big band leader?
So he had his own TV show.
Okay.
And he was a big band leader. And he used to have this TV show back in the 50s called Sing Along with Mitch. It was huge back in the day, you know, back when there was, you know, four things on television. But the guy was like a household name.
By the way, man who made a fortune doing radio when there were four stations on the radio wants to take a shot at Mitch Miller. But go on, I'm sorry.
So is Mitch Miller in the Hall of Fame?
I believe because
that guy
was
super influential in 50s music.
He is in. Mitch Miller is in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where should Mitch Miller go, even though his career was long faded by 1960?
It's probably a great question. Would you argue he's above someone like Don Potter?
Yeah. The guy had a TV show that promoted music.
Okay.
And, like, amateurs.
Okay.
Like, he probably did more than Don Potter, you know.
What did Don Potter do to you?
Playing music in Nashville.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Ever been?
Yeah, I've been in Nashville.
Wait, Sammy Davis Jr. was in Nashville?
Yeah, Sammy should be in there.
He's not, never.
Close friend of Mitch Miller.
Shut up.
Personal friend of mine.
You know, it's funny, too. It's not, as you mentioned, like, yeah. Kano, our buddy, he's in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. It's not just musicians.
Well, it's people in the industry.
And actual places. Yeah. The Great House of Guitars is in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame. The Record Archive is in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame.
Well, CMF is.
Yeah, we are, and the Penny Arcade.
Oh.
Yeah. Because when Kano went in, he went in with CMF.
I thought Kano, CMF went in,
was
and Kano
in?
Was given an award.
Right,
yeah. But you can make the argument.
He didn't get anything.
But listen to how bitter he is.
I'm not bitter
He's
at
so
all.
Bitter.
No, man, I'm cool. I didn't bring it up. It's fine. He left me.
You just giggle.
I love you. Why did you leave me?
You know when I say that night? Tommy can express joy?
Wait. Wait, how am I supposed to say it?
What's that?
Well, I thought you said you're not saying it right.
What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know how I say that Tommy can express joy? I take it back because I just saw him express joy.
But like past the musicians, you could also make an argument that the House of Guitars, the Record Archive, the Penny Arcade are a big reason why.
Yeah, I mean, they promoted music.
Well, but some of these guys and gals in the hall became massive musicians. Because to be a good musician and influential, you have to fall in love with it. And the Great House of Guitars, the Record Archive, the Penny Arcade gave you access to instruments, music, and seeing bands live that not everyone else got in other communities.
So is Dejalon Studios in there?
I don't know.
Because they were big when I first moved here. And they were kind of like one of the biggest recording studios on the East Coast at one point.
Is that where Metallica recorded Kill 'Em
All?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. But that's not something that like normal people had access to.
Well, I mean, yeah, but still, like, it was a big to-do to have it in a small town like this. Because I think a couple of rap artists also produced their music there.
Yeah, that's where I got to meet Talib Kweli. No big deal.
Who?
Shut up. You know, you're trying to be like, nah, be an old man.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Yeah. You know, you got music on your phone from Talib Kweli. 1, 2, 3, doesn't matter. No, but I would make the argument in all seriousness, right? And again, I'm not belittling Lou. Mm-hmm. I'm not belittling Chuck Mangione.
No.
I'm not belittling Wendy O. Williams. But for most of the people on this list, you don't get them without the House of Guitars.
Oh, true.
The Record Archive. And later on, the Penny Arcade.
But it did seem like...
I guess you need a physical Hall of Fame to go look at all this stuff, right?
But like, I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You've never? What?
Really?
No, I've not. So...
By the way, he even says it all smugly. Like, that makes him cool. Never been there, man. You know, I work on...
If you live it, you don't need to go see it.
I'm looking
you
at
the
your...
the rock life.
I'm looking at your rock life outfit. You look like every dad in the 80s music video. Turn down the radio!
Get out of the pool!
Hey, he's the one that's fighting against his right to party. Get out of the pool.
So, when you... if you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how deep does it go beyond musicians and, like, big-name producers? Does it go that deep? Because, like, it seems like Rochester has to do this because you run out of, like, musicians pretty quick.
So there are exhibits that move on stuff like that, but yes, you're right. Like it
seems like we got to stretch because we're a small town. You're only going to get so many Hall of Fame musicians.
I wouldn't call it a stretch. And
now we're down to, like, Poison Whiskey at the Pelican or Bongo Bob down there at Pineapple opening up for Christian Dan.
I wouldn't call it a stretch, and I would argue that Hall of Fames like ours that does get into different parts of the industry are better. Because
This is a better one.
Here's why, stupid.
Give him my money to Cleveland.
Here's why.
Why?
I mean, look, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland is just a tourist trap when you really look at it. Because there are brilliant, successful, influential artists that will never get in there. Because, I mean, look, you saw what happened with Foreigner. There was a guy that didn't like Mick Jones.
Right.
Right? the guitarist for Foreigner, and he just kept him out of the hall.
Yeah, C-block.
Yeah, for 30 years. So Foreigner, who deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, didn't get in.
True.
So, like, if I go, I'm going to get to see, you know, Bowie's jacket and John Lennon's glasses and Clapton's guitar. But I don't know how much I'm going to learn about how the sausage is made, how influential those producers are, you know, what role a session musician plays, where this gives you that.
Yeah, but I think you're thinking it's going to be more than what it is. Because it's just going to be plaques on a wall of these people's names. It'll be a brief thing. But I don't think you're going to get a deep dive into Sun House.
Is it deep dive, like a deep dive?
Same thing.
Is it a dive?
Why don't you dive?
Is it a dive?
Why don't you deep dive on my brow?
Is it a dive in How to Kill Mosquitoes? A deep dive? You idiot. How about a hall of your mouth works? How about that?
I was working fine last night. I was at a Hall of Fame. Your mama Hall of Fame.
How about this? How about a Hall of Fame of jokes you see coming a mile away? How about that?
I went all the way down the hall.
No wonder Weeze left. He leaves, he gets in the Hall of Fame. I'm making a plan right now.
I ran into Weeze last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, the other end of the hall.
Right, I get in here.
No, you're right. I agree with you. They're not going to do some deep dive in all this. They know the money or the space.
Right.
But if it's some... What was that noise?
No.
But
I would guess. I think I ate my grapefruit too fast.
If you are interested in this.
Oh, you got to go.
No, I'm saying, and you go see some of these names, it will cause you to do a deeper dive on these people, and it will give them the credit that they deserve.
Are you going to take your daughters down on a show to them? Because you're big with the music with the kids.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, look, again, if it's something that is worth going to see without going to a show at the RBTL, probably not. But if we go down to the RBTL, we're absolutely walking through there.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
252-WCMF, you know, every time we have these discussions, this is what's the problem with these arguments.
Here we go.
You always forget people.
Yes.
Right? And Michael says we're forgetting a big one.
Oh, a whopper.
He's on CMF. Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
Morning. Good, and yourself?
Good, man. What do you got?
What do you think about Ferdinand Smith?
Oh, what happened, hipster Tommy?
Ferdinand Smith is
No, you're thinking of what?
Ferdinand Smith owns a company that promotes, like, businesses.
Their main business is advertising.
Right. What's that got to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or musical?
Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but the Rochester Hall of Fame, because I think he did music production, too.
Okay.
Right.
So you're talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff, Michael.
Well, the people who influenced the music industry in Rochester.
I mean, that's a deep...
I think he might belong in...
That's a businessman.
I mean, you had to build a bridge to get to the bridge too far,
yes.
Michael.
All right. Thought it was a good idea.
Well,
good
you were wrong, Mike. You were wrong. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I mean, then you could put a guy in that did the Bob Johnson Chevrolet jingle.
I actually would put that guy in.
I would, too.
I mean,
so he used to perform.
There are generations of people that know that song.
He used to perform, and people used to request him singing that tune.
Okay. Yeah, that song has existed.
So he should go in the Hall of Fame. The guy who wrote the Bob Johnson Chevrolet tune.
I mean, look, that's a song that's lived out for 30 years.
Bob Johnson.
And he looks so cool in that leather jacket in the commercial.
I don't think he looks like that anymore.
How do you know?
Because that was 30 years ago.
But you still remember the song.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still play it. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So he should go in. Absolutely he should go in.
I do think there is one massive oversight, and it's unfortunate that he's not here anymore. Why is Gary the Happy Pirate not in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame?
That's a good one, actually.
I'm not being serious when I say that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was kids' music.
So what?
But it was still influential.
I mean, if you're going to argue influence, every kid, every person under the age of 45.
Maybe he'll get in, but it's a weird take.
Why?
Because he was a caricature.
Did he have a TV show?
He had a TV show for kids, but
He sold out theaters here in Rochester.
Bro, he sold out the mall for freebies.
Bro, I went and saw him at the Auditorium Theater as a kid.
Man, there's no way your old man ponied up the $3 to see that.
My mom took me when he was at work. There was a it was a case of like some bad yogurt going around the crowd.
All right, so you want...
Doug and Gary.
Doug and Gary. You want...
Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson, the guy that wrote the Seabreeze tune. Come get your fun on.
No, Summer. You don't even know the song.
Summer, I see.
If the guy
Leo's Deli and Bakery.
Barry and Deli.
Right.
So Bobby, you get these wrong
sweet,
every time.
So sweet.
You watch so much TV. How do you not know this?
Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Oh, put them all in there.
Shut up.
I would. I'd have a jingle section.
I am fine with everybody but you. Only to bother you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This story came out of nowhere.
What happened?
Like, literally and figuratively and all in every way, because this guy went for a fantastic game, and he saw a fantastic game. And he came out to, like, the worst thing you could possibly see. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a story last night across all news stations.
I don't know how this story took so long to come out.
Great call, Kimmy. So there is surveillance video of the... A Bars parking lot near the Bills game.
Okay.
So this happened the night of the Bills-Ravens divisional game.
Big game.
Huge game, man.
And night game, right?
Yep. And by the way, this restaurant sells parking spots during the Bills game. So on video, you watch a man walk up to a truck.
Yeah.
And he tries to take a printed seat that has a Bills logo on it that was tied to the bed of the truck. He's going to steal something out of this truck. Now, by the way, this guy's a Bills fan. He's got a Josh Allen jersey on.
Right.
When he couldn't get the seat off the truck, he begins to siphon gas from the tank of said truck.
Man.
Weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to get weirder.
Because
he then pours the gas on the truck and sets it on fire.
So if I can't have it, nobody can.
Okay. Yes.
So he sets the truck on fire.
He set the truck on fire.
Oh, my God.
So if that was the end of the story, very straight.
That's enough.
But it gets weirder.
What happened?
Because the man who set the fire,
this
is on video, walks away before then running back to the truck and then asking people to help him put it out.
So like
he immediately regretted his decision?
It must be.
He then leaves the scene and is gone forever.
And the truck's on fire.
Yes. Now, here's where it gets even more weird.
All right.
The man whose truck it was, who was in the game when this happened, seems to have no idea who the man is that set his truck on fire, nor why he would want to do this.
Yeah.
It was a mysterious man in a Josh Allen jersey.
But he also had a hose. It's the only way he could siphon.
Good call, yeah.
He brought a hose with him. That's the only way he can siphon the gas off.
That's a great call.
Where do you find that?
He brought it with him.
Hose store? Anyone want to take a shot at what the hell happened here?
I have no idea. So I didn't see the video. Was this guy, like, dressed up, bundled up, like he had been tailgating?
It's kind of hard to see, but it looks like he was there at the game.
Yeah. He had a Josh Allen jersey on.
He may have also been either watching the game in the bar or just walking around the parking lot.
Right.
I don't know.
He could have been drunk.
Well, I would hope so.
Weird reaction to have. Again, there's a lot of steps involved here.
There's a lot of work.
I don't know if it's your typical drunk.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of work to do drunk.
Okay, so you guys are of the idea that he tried to steal the seat, couldn't get it, and because
pissed
of
him off, I guess, and he burned this truck.
Okay. Could this also be maybe a case?
Crazy?
Well, obviously. Mm-hmm. But of someone wanting to look like a hero by setting a fire and then putting it out afterwards?
For what purpose?
Well, you want the accolades of it. So, like, we've seen stories before of people that'll set a house on fire, walk away from it, come back, and be like, oh, my God, that house is on
fire. That's an arsonist.
Yes. But that was the impression I got, unless there's something that we're missing here in this story.
Unless he knows the guy?
But again, there's video of him. The person who struck it has looked at the video, and it doesn't seem that he knows him. I'm stymied.
Well, it could be. It sounds like he went to steal it. It pissed him off. But then he had a goddamn hose to siphon the gas off.
Okay, Ben might actually have the first good point he's ever had in his life.
Oh, we have a new Ben on the show?
No, it's our Ben.
Oh.
Yeah. Where that hose came from. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, guys. How you doing?
Good
to hear from you.
So real quick, you know your Bills fans, Bills Mafia, like to get up to their shenanigans and their drinking. So maybe the dude left a beer bong hose that was
There's a lot of those in the parking lot. Very possible. Yes.
Not the worst theory.
All right, okay.
Maybe he saw that and like, oh, well, I still don't get why. What was it, a seat he was trying to get or something?
Yeah, again, even that's weird that there was like a seat.
In the back of the truck.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was tied down.
So, yeah, his probably hammered, you know, lack of judgment. Well, if I can't have it, burn the truck down.
Now, just so everyone knows, there is, hey, Ben, thanks for the call, where this, it's Danny's, which is the name of the restaurant.
Bar, yeah.
Yeah, there is a gas station across the street from there that sells all kinds of auto parts, because I'm sure they make money on, like, I need this little piece because my car stopped working. So maybe he got it. Then it would have been a planned arson. It.
Yeah, I'd have to go there and buy it, walk across the street.
252 WCMF. Actually, this isn't a bad theory from Joe either.
All right.
He's on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
Case of mistaken truck identity. He was targeting a guy, and it figured out halfway through his drunken stupor it was the wrong guy.
That would be the worst of all the scenarios for this poor guy.
I mean, that would be why you'd panic trying to put it out.
Okay. Yep. Mistaken truck identity. Ooh. I mean, I guess so. But, Joe, you think you remember where the other dick parked that you wanted to set on fire? Okay, maybe. I don't know. Joe, I don't hate it.
They get awful drunk at this stuff and do stupid stuff.
I don't know if you heard, Tommy.
What do they do?
Awful drug.
Stupid stuff.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Joe.
Yeah, because he didn't have second thoughts trying to put it out after he had set it on fire.
But it doesn't even look like second thoughts. It looks like a switch flips in him. Like, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, wait a minute.
I woke up.
You shouldn't set things on fire. Again, we're talking about the story that happened yesterday, 252 WCMF. It happened at the Bills-Ravens divisional football game on video at, I believe it was Danny's, which is a bar down the street from the stadium. A car is parked. A guy in a Josh Allen jersey walks out of the stadium, walks up to the car, tries to steal a seat that is tied down in the bed. When that doesn't happen, he then siphons gas out of the truck, pours it on the truck, and sets it on fire. He then leaves, comes back, grabs someone to try and help him put it out, and then leaves the seat and is gone forever.
So did the thing just burn to the ground?
No, that's what's so funny about this. There's good news and there's bad news.
I'd be afraid it hits that the gas line, and the thing goes up like a bomb.
So another Bills fan put it out, which is the hero nobody's talking about here. I don't know.
What?
A case of beer?
Because it was also freezing outside during that game, too. So, I would think like there's a lot of issues happening here
Because you're
going
to ruin people's cars that are parked next to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But this Bills fan who jumped into action, fire out so well. The owner of the truck is still able to drive
They were able to drive it home.
Really?
Yes, they drove it home.
They got to it pretty quick.
Good God.
Wow.
Smoldering truck.
But what sucks now is he's driving around a melted truck.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're right about the danger part of it and, like, getting home that night. Like, could you imagine?
Was it a nice truck, by the way?
It looked pretty nice.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's a surveillance video. Yeah. But, like, you would almost hope the thing burnt to the chassis so you get a new truck.
Man, trucks
now you just have an issue you have to deal with.
Trucks are, like, $50,000 to $80,000 if it's a nice new truck.
Heard about that on trucks.com.
Well, think about that, man. You walk out and you're down $50,000
because
your truck's now a roast.
And think about the swing of emotion, right? You walk out of that game,
yeah,
that
way,
oh,
so
my
happy.
God, two-point conversion drop or go to the AFC Championship game. Oh, my God.
And it's like a Bills fan on Bills fan crime.
Which, by the way, in this story, the guy says, he goes, I anticipated seeing a Ravens fan on the surveillance video.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand.
No, doesn't make any sense.
I want this guy caught not for punishment, just for an explanation.
Okay, some questioning.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.